Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time. Hi, this is Mark, and I'm thrilled to be back. Today we turn to John chapter 5 and explore what it means to seek true healing through Jesus. Healing is something we all long for, whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual. But how often do we truly open our hearts to receive it? Let's spend some time together reflecting on this gospel passage and asking how Jesus is inviting us to healing today. In John's gospel, we encounter a man who has been ill for 38 years, waiting by the pool of Bethesda, hoping for healing. Let's listen to the passage. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus says, "Rise, take up your mat and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat and walked. Jesus asks not only the sick man, but us as well the question, "Do you want to be well?" I think this is a very interesting question. At first it may seem unnecessary. Who wouldn't want to be healed? But Jesus is asking something deeper. This man had been waiting nearly 4 decades, relying on external sources of healing, yet never finding relief. Water in the Bible often symbolizes healing and renewal. From the waters of creation in Genesis to the life-giving streams in Revelation, water represents God's power to cleanse and restore. The Israelites would flock to Bethesda for its apparent miraculous healing properties. That is why in the passage we hear, "Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed." When Jesus comes to the sick man, Jesus doesn't offer the sick man help into the pool. He offers God's renewal and grace. So often, we seek healing in ways that don't truly restore us. We look for comfort in distractions, in relationships, in temporary solutions. But Jesus invites us to something greater. He asks us, "Do you want to be well?" Not just physically, but spiritually and emotionally, in every part of our lives. It's also important to notice that the man in Bethesda doesn't immediately say, "Yes, I want to be well." Instead, he explains his situations, his obstacles, his struggles. How often do we do the same? Instead of fully trusting that God can heal us, we focus on all the reasons why healing seems impossible. But Jesus doesn't need perfect conditions to restore us. He simply needs our yes. Let's consider for a moment the idea of waiting for healing. The man at Bethesda had been there for 38 years. That's a lifetime of hoping, watching others be healed, feeling forgotten or overlooked. Perhaps you're in a season of waiting, praying for relief from suffering, hoping for clarity, longing for something to change, and maybe it feels like healing will never come. But what this passage shows us is that Jesus sees us in our waiting. He notices the man at the pool and approaches him directly. Even if we feel forgotten, we are never invisible to God. He comes to us in our struggles, in our burdens, and invites us into something new. The real question is, are we ready to accept it? Sometimes we get so used to our pain, our struggles, and our brokenness that they almost become part of our identity. We tell ourselves, "This is just how things are. This is who I am. I can't change." But Jesus sees more for us. He sees beyond our struggles and calls us into freedom. For many years, anger was my constant companion. I carried it so long that I convinced myself that it was normal, even necessary. It became my shield, protecting me from pain I didn't want to face. But anger isn't a true refuge. It only deepens the wounds. A little over a year ago, I reached a breaking point. While praying before a relic of St. Maria Goretti, I was struck by the depth of her forgiveness. Here was a young girl who, even as she lay dying, refused to let anger take hold of her heart. She chose grace. She chose mercy. And in that moment, I realized something had changed in me. When you truly face your pain, you choose to forgive. The anger loses its power. Right then and there, I prayed for healing. I asked God to take the anger I had clung onto for so long and replace it with His grace. That moment didn't erase the past, but it set me on a path of freedom, one where healing is real and where forgiveness is not a weakness, but the key to peace. What parts of your heart are you healing today? What parts of your heart are in need of healing today? Are you carrying wounds from the past? Struggling with sin? Feeling distance from God? Like the man at Bethesda, we can sometimes grow used to our brokenness, even when it burdens us. But Jesus is asking, do you want to be well? And if the answer is yes, then He invites you to rise, to leave behind whatever has kept you stuck and walk forward in faith. Healing doesn't always come in the way we expect. Sometimes it's immediate, like in the gospel passage. Other times it's a slow and ongoing process. But every step towards Christ is a step towards renewal. Maybe for you, healing looks like forgiving someone who hurt you. Maybe it's finally letting go of a past mistake and accepting God's mercy. Maybe it's stepping away from something unhealthy and allowing God to fill that space with His grace. This Lent, bring your wounds to Him in prayer. Ask Christ for the grace to trust in His healing power, even when the journey is difficult. Be honest with God about your struggles, just as the man at Bethesda was honest about his situation. But don't stop there. Be ready to take that first step towards healing when Jesus calls you to rise. Consider taking 5 minutes today to sit in silence with Jesus. Ask Him, what healing do you want to bring into my life? Listen for His response. He may place a thought, a name, or a memory on your heart that needs His touch. Trust that He is already working in you. Let's take a moment to close in prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Jesus, You are the divine healer. You see our wounds, our struggles, and our burdens. Today we bring them to You, trusting in Your mercy. Give us the courage to say yes to Your healing, to let go of what holds us back, and to walk in new life with You. Saint Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.